It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. First Command Financial Services, 630-756-0193, extension 201. Ask for Dan or Adam. That's firstcommand.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPageCU.com. Has this winter left you thinking about home repairs and renovations? Start planning your projects today with the DuPage Credit Union Home Equity Line of Credit. You'll enjoy great low rates, a 20-year repayment term, 10-year draw period, and no application fee. Visit DuPage Credit Union at DuPageCU. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Book your class now at 630-355-6240, arthurmurraynaperville.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville. It's veteran-owned and veteran-friendly. Make your appointment today at 630-961-5851. That's popefamilydental.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience. Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville. Make your reservation today at 630-305-0230, sullivansteak.com. And by Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance and snow removal, 630-664-1612, madlandscaping.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. And tell Mario Dolly sent you. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at www.thestrahlteam.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-E-L, thestrahlteam.com. Or you can give them a call at 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. They're the experts. Give the Strahl Team a call. Little Rainey's Chocolates and Cakes. Ooh, this is my favorite bakery, folks. Specializing in custom cakes for all occasions. They have the most delicious heart-shaped sugar cookies, and they're dipped in chocolate. Mmm, just the best. 630-922-0265. Say hello to Jackie over there and check out Little Rainey's Chocolates and Cakes. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Naper Settlement, located in the heart of Naperville in downtown Naperville, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is now proudly sponsored by Bike Bald. We love sponsoring all of these events. We'll have monthly events throughout the year. They bike for a cure, a childhood cancer cure. They bike for kids with cancer. Why bike? Well, it's for the kids with cancer. Check out bike.bald.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Innovative Orthodontic Centers, Enhancing Smiles for Life, www.orthocenters.org. And the number to call to book your free consultation is 630-848-6960. Classic designs, decorative painting, faux finishes, plasters, and murals. Olivia Morgan will give you an idea of your next perfectionist, your next beautiful picture to place over your mantle or wherever you want in the house, a mural in the baby's room. She is amazing. You can give her a call, and she will give you a free consultation at 847-977-9799. That's MorganOlivia557 at yahoo.com. You can also email her, too, folks. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by Divine Beauty Spa. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all your sunless questions. They're located in Naperville, just off of Route 59, and you can give them a call for an appointment at 630-585-7122, and be sure to tell them Dolly sent you. That's where I go for my, for a little summer touch. Check them out. They do a great job. Say hello to Angel over there for me, too. Bricconi's Pizza, brand new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're so proud to have them. Bricconi's, they are located in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat, you know? They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Bill and Vilma are just wonderful people. They won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. And if you've never tried their food before, you'll be in for a treat. So come visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience. And you can also see the famous Prado Room that's named after our beloved Mayor Prado, where they host many of their banquets. And speaking of Mayor Prado, he's going to be on the show just a little bit later on. You want to check out Bricconi's? You can go to any location, north or south, but they also have a website, www.bricconis.com. That's B-R-A-C-O-N-I-S. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, light tours, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. That's my gorgeous, handsome, adorable nephew, Jakey. All right, everybody, good morning to you. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for coming on the good show or listening in on the good show that we like to call it, which airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. We are now so excited because the Dolly McCarthy Show has been picked up by 89.9 FM. So hello to all you new listeners out there. Don't be shy. You can call into the show. I may or may not answer, but you can try. I really do try. Our shows are jam-packed with great guests, and this week is no different. We've got wonderful guests on the show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. And thanks again for tuning in to the good show. And also I want to do a shout-out to all the new listeners on Slam Internet Radio. I don't know where you all are coming from, but I really do appreciate all the love and support and all of you listening in every week to the good show. It really brings me so much joy to get your emails and your messages on Facebook and what you love about the show, maybe what you would like to see me have on the show. So I do appreciate all the feedback. Because as you know, I like to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. So again, I do welcome your calls, and hopefully you can get through some time. I try to answer them, but we run a tight ship here. The number to call is 347-945-7215. One of these days we're going to expand the show to 2 hours so we can have a whole maybe 15 minutes of just answering phone calls. Wouldn't that be fun? We would love to do that. Lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio, and now on 89.9 FM. Hey, 50 wonderful shows today. Last week, we celebrated our 50th show and our one-year anniversary, and today, it's a new day, 50 wonderful shows we've had. I want to do a shout-out to Marilyn Caldarella, who is one of my favorite listeners out in Arizona. Hello, Marilyn, and hello to Christian Caldarella, her grandson, who is now a Marine. And we really, really appreciate your service to our country, Christian. And speaking of Arizona, my Cubbies are coming back to Chicago soon. Opening day at Wrigley Field, April 4th, cannot come quick enough, I'm telling you. Did I tell y'all we got slammed with snow again? It's crazy. Monday was my birthday. It was spring-like and beautiful, and everything was melting. And then the very next day, we had another snowstorm. But it was beautiful. And I look at it like this is our last look, the last look of winter, because in a week, this will all be gone, right? So I'm really looking forward to the Cubs coming back home to Wrigley Field. And speaking of Wrigley Field, did you know this is the 100th year anniversary of Wrigley Field? Can you believe it? That thing is still standing, and it looks beautiful. I know the Ricketts family has plans, and I'm sure they're going to keep the Cubs ballpark in very familiar form, but it's beautiful just the way it is, and I'm sure a lot of you would agree. So I'm really excited about opening day at Wrigley Field. I don't have a ticket yet, but I'm hoping to go. If not, you know I talk about this on my show quite a bit, my Cubs, and we'll get to a couple of games this year for sure. All right, like I said, we have a lot of good guests to get to on this show, and my first guest, you know what's coming up this weekend. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we'll kick it off a little bit with some Irish tunes. Here we go. Yes. You know the sound. When you hear the sound, what do you want to do? Don't tell me you want to go get a pint of Guinness. I know you're all doing a jig at home. Yep, it's that time of year. St. Paddy's Day is upon us, and the West Suburban Irish know how to do it right. They celebrate it right. Kicking off the festivities tonight, they're having a St. Patrick's Day Mass over at St. Thomas the Apostle in Naperville. And they had an Emerald Dinner last month, and there's the parade this Saturday in Naperville. It's one of the largest parades outside of Chicago. You know that. And I'm so proud to be this year's MC again. Can you believe they asked me again? So I'm so proud to be a part of that. So many festivities. Then we're all going to go by Quigley's for a pint. And there's awards for the parade. There's so much going on. There's head shavings all over town in support of St. Baldrick's. And the parade this year is going to be one of the best ever. I'm not quite sure how many entries are in this year, but it's going to be another big one, I hear. And guess what? One of my favorite people on this earth, Mr. Mike Riley, is going to be this year's honorary Grand Marshal of Naperville's West Suburban Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade. And Mike, look at me. I sound like Mayor Prado a little bit here. And Mike! And that's a good thing. Mike is on the show this morning. Mike Riley, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. How are you?
You fine Irish lad. Do I say that to you every year? Congratulations, Mike, for being the Grand Marshal. Well deserved.
Well, thank you very much. It is humbling. I've been part of the parade for several years, so this year just take a slightly different role in the parade.
So this year you get to sit back and wave and throw candy.
Well, you can't throw candy in the Naperville Parade. We can hand candy out, but we can't throw candy because people could get injured. We don't want that to happen.
Oh, we don't want any eyes popping out.
That's right.
God forbid somebody loses an eye.
I'm going to have a group of leprechauns with me to help me get the parade kicked off because naturally the Grand Marshal is towards the front of the parade, and then right behind us will be the Irish flags and the West Suburban Irish float. So we'll be well represented in the parade this year.
Oh, fantastic! How many entries or units do you have? You call it how many people are in the parade this year?
Well, I don't know how many people, but I do know that there are 86 entries as of the 5th of this month. And I know we had one or two more that were looking to come in. So it'll probably be right around 90, which would be a good-sized parade.
That's about what you have every year. And it just it seems that the crowd along the curbs and the streets just grows every year even more so. Especially this year, I think you're going to have a big crowd because people are just so ready to say goodbye to winter. And when they see that parade coming down the street, it's just a sign of spring and warm weather to come. Happy days will be here again. Not that we had a horrible winter. It was a lot of fun with the winter sports. But come on now. We are ready, Mother Nature. We're ready, St. Patrick. Instead of driving all the snakes out of Naperville, how about we drive, we get all the snow out of Naperville with the parade?
That would be something worthwhile to do. Yeah, we're supposed to have good weather on Saturday. It looks like it's going to be in the mid-40s and at least partly sunny. So that should help to draw people out. And I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people that have a serious case of cabin fever this year because of the the long stretches of cold weather that we had, and it did limit what people could do outside. So I think this parade is going to be a big coming out party for the start of spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Mike, tell me, I should know this because I'm going to be the MC, but I get cheat sheets in front of me when I'm MCing the parade. What year is this one now?
This is the 21st year.
21st?
As you know, yeah. Kevin Dolan.
20 wonderful years of the St. Paddy's Day Parade, brought to you by the West Suburban Irish. And let's talk about the West Suburban Irish a little bit. If for people that are just listening and never heard of the group, maybe tell us the kind of things that the West Suburban Irish do throughout the year.
Well, the West Suburban Irish was started essentially 21 years ago. Kevin Dolan founded it and wanted to bring a parade to Naperville. He moved in from out of state and was kind of disappointed that there was no St. Patrick's Day parade in Naperville, so we got it started. And the group has really grown and expanded. Now, you know, naturally we do the St. Patrick's Day parade. That's the most visible event that we have. But we do... We do a quiz night once a month on the first Tuesday of the month at Quigley's. It's really a trivia contest. It's not limited to Irish trivia by any means, but it's a fun time. People get out and just enjoy being together and socializing, and that's a lot of the Irish experience, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do our Emerald Dinner at the end of February. That's really our big fundraiser to try to help subsidize the parade, and of course the mass you know, doesn't draw in any revenue, so it helps to pay for that too. And then we have the mass in honor of St. Patrick tonight at St. Thomas the Apostle. The musical prelude starts at 6:30 and the mass actually starts at 7, and then we have a Irish soda, bread and tea in soft drink reception afterwards, and we have the McNulty Irish dancers perform there. That'll be probably about 45 minutes in length right after the mass. So it's a good opportunity for people to come out and just join in the fun of St. Patrick. And again, everyone is welcome, regardless of whether you're Irish or just want to be Irish for the evening. And then on Saturday we have the parade. That's our big event of the year. Chuck Corrigan is one who has been coordinating that for several years, and as large as the parade is, it always goes off very smoothly thanks to a lot of volunteers we have from several different groups. So it works out very well.
It is so much fun, and this parade has a lot of doggies. If you love dogs, this is one of the parades to get to. Lots of cute dogs in this parade. It'll be televised on Naperville Community Television, NCTV. And like you had mentioned, Kevin Dolan, who is the parade founder and started the West Suburban Irish, he and I will be emceeing the parade. So I'm always honored to sit next to the man who started it all. And he's just a pot of gold, pot full of knowledge of all kinds of things Irish and all the groups that are in the parade. It's great to see them all come out, and it's a happy time, really a great time. So if you have never been, come on out to Naperville. The parade kicks off at 10 o'clock. Mike Riley will be up in the front, and you know you can find him. He's going to be surrounded by a bunch of leprechauns. And Mike, make sure you stop by the broadcast booth so we can talk to you as well over there. But congratulations again on a well-deserved honor, Grand Marshal. I know I've known Mike for a number of years, and you just work so hard. You and your wife Linda work so hard to make it such a festive time for not just the West Suburban Irish, but the whole community. Everybody's Irish in Naperville, in the southwest suburbs, I should say, when it comes to this parade. We have a great time. And then after the parade, don't you guys still give out awards to different parade entries?
Yes, we do.
That's fun to do, too.
Yeah.
Where is that going to take place?
That'll take place at Quigley's, and we really appreciate the effort that the entrants in the parade put into developing their float or their entry, and it makes for a great time. If anybody that's ever been over at the staging area at Naperville North before the parade starts, you see even there, people are just having a good time. They're having fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an early start to the party.
Absolutely, and I'm so excited. Now, well, let me ask you this. The name of the parade queen this year, and who's she? We're going to interview
Nellie Berry.
What's her name, Nellie Berry?
Nellie Berry.
You don't get any more Irish than that, Nellie Berry. Love it. She's going to be the parade queen this year. And I got to say, my daughter is so excited. We're so thrilled that she's going to be in the court. So look for my Shelley Rose McCarthy. That's another Irish name. Good Irish name there. She's got a little.
You said that quicker than I could get it out, Sally, but we're very pleased to have your daughter in the court. It's great.
Well, I know my daughter's going to be listening to the show later, and I have to plug her a little, even though she's not
absolutely
not like her mom. She doesn't like any attention. Not that I need attention or want attention, but she's not comfortable at all with any attention at all. So, but she loves. She grew up marching in that parade, and you know, it's kind of cool to think that someday she'll be there with her children, and
yep.
Hopefully her kids will be Irish dancers. My daughter is an Irish dancer, and I'm sure Nellie Berry is one too. And it'll be really neat to see someday. Oh, do I say it? My grandchildren marching in that parade and. It's such a great history, Mike. I remember one of the first years, I think it was the third year, that parade going down from the beach, just a block down the street. That was all it was.
Right.
It was a block or two. I remember that year. It went by so fast, but it was so much fun. It was just as much fun as it is this year. And it goes for about 2 hours, this parade.
Yeah, it's a mile-long route. And of course, this year, as last year, there is a 5K run prior to the parade on the same route. That's sponsored by the Naperville Sunrise Rotary. So it's a full day. It's going to be a good day.
It's all great. Well, Mike, again, thanks for being on the show. And we will see you tonight at the Mass. I will see you tonight at the Mass. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be Catholic to come. It's a wonderful time. And then, like as Mike said, there's a soda bread reception afterwards. I'm making my homemade soda bread.
Wonderful.
First place, believe it or not, you know, a lot of people think I'm Irish, and I am Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and my children are Irish, but I am Italian and German, but I won first place in an Irish soda bread contest. Isn't that hilarious? But that's what I love about the West Suburban Irish. Anybody can join, anybody's welcome, and, you know, feel free to come by St. Thomas the Apostle in Naperville, come and join us for the Mass, and then afterwards, soda bread reception. All right, thanks again, Mike. See you tonight.
Thank you.
And, of course, Sunday. Stay warm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Good day, Paul Harvey. Okay. You know he's my idol. Love that man. God rest his soul. Okay, well, that was a great time talking to Mike Riley from the West Suburban Irish. They put on a great parade. Hopefully you guys can join us. If you do come to the parade, come by the broadcast booth. I'll be there. Say hello. Speaking of all things Irish, Bike Bald is sponsoring a pub crawl the very next day at starting at Quigley's Irish Pub in Naperville. You'll bike ride, from Quigley's Irish Pub to Muldoon's Pub in Wheaton and then back to Quigley's. It's approximately 20 miles, and they're asking you to wear your best green, and hopefully they can fill a pot of gold at each location, raising money for children with cancer. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Bike Bald's Pub Crawl. It's called the Green Grub and Pub Crawl. I'm intrigued. What kind of green grub are we going to be eating? And registration is required. Check out www.bike.bald.com to get in on this fun. It'll be a good time day after the parade. That's Sunday, March 16th. Another quick announcement before we move along. We have another guest that we're going to be talking to, Hallie Hudson from Tri-City Family Services. We're getting her on the line right now. Naper Settlement is having the Reed Lady sale dates, and those dates have been announced. That's April 3rd through the 6th. You might want to put that on the calendar. It'll be here before you know it. Admission is free, and it's over at one of my favorite places on earth, Naper Settlement. It's 523 South Webster in downtown Naperville. They have floral design sales that are beautiful. It gets you in the mood for spring and summer, and you can custom order some wreaths and designs all through the Weed Ladies. You can call the Daniels House at 630-305-5289 and contact them for hours, or just visit napersettlement.org for more details on that one. All righty. I think we've got Hallie. Hallie, are you there, Hallie? Hi, Hallie. Good morning.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming back on the show. You've been on the show before, and we're having you on again because big things are happening at Tri-City Family Services, and Hallie has got the goods, the details on all of that. I know the big gala is coming up in April. And let's before we get into all those details about the gala, hey, Hallie, would you tell my listeners more about Tri-City Family Services and why I love this non-for-profit so much?
Absolutely. Yes, I'd be happy to. And I did want to say congratulations on your one-year anniversary as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
For the Dolly McCarthy Show. Looks like you guys
had
a fabulous party the other day. but yes, about Tri-City Family Services, we are based out of Geneva, and we are a local leader in mental health and counseling services. We provide our services across all ages, all income levels. So we service children, adolescents, and adults. Kind of the core of our services is servicing adolescents. We have a new program called Family-Based Treatment for Eating Disorders, and we're very proud of this new program. We are seeing a lot of adolescents and their families trying to help them overcome their struggles with either anorexia or bulimia. So that's one of our newest programs that we have. In our past year, 2013, we serviced offered our services to over 4,000 individuals. So we're really proud of that number as well.
Hallie, you dropped out there.
Oh, did I lose you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought I lost you. So a little bit about Tri-City Family Services. It's a private, not-for-profit human service agency, and it doesn't just – it serves Kane County, right, central Kane County?
We serve the Kane County area and the surrounding cities. Most of our clients are from the Tri-Cities, Batavia, St. Charles, and Geneva.
Okay. And you're having one of your biggest fundraisers coming up, right?
We are. We're having our 25th annual benefit and auction, Silver Linings, is the theme for this year. And that will be held on Saturday, April 26th at the Lincoln Inn Banquets in Batavia.
Tickets are still available? You're not sold
Absolutely,
out just yet?
Absolutely, yes. Tickets will be available all the way through April, just up until our event starts. Tickets are $80 per person. And it's going to be just a fabulous evening with a silent auction, live auction. We have raffles. And we're recognizing some of our longstanding donors and supporters in the evening.
Oh, well, it's going to be a really exciting evening. I've got my ticket. I'm excited to go. And tickets are still available. It's Saturday again, April 26th. There'll be a silent and a live auction. Live auctions are always so much fun. And it starts at 5:30, cocktails and a silent auction, dinner at 7. I went last year, and we had such a great time. Then after the dinner, you guys had this wonderful coffee bar buffet, and it was a really lovely evening. Now, tell us about some of the people that are going to be awarded. You have these Golden Heart Award winners, and I want to recognize them because – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited this year. Well, first of all, I did want to also recognize this is our first year that we're having honorary chairs. Our honorary chairs will be John and Jane Mason. And our third annual Golden Heart Awards will be presented to three three different types of persons. One is Judy and Dudley Burgess. We're recognizing them for an individual or a couple. We're presenting the Community Foundation of the Fox River Valley for a company or foundation, and the Congregational Church of Batavia for a community group or organization.
All right. Thank you all so much for helping to support Tri-City Family Services. Hallie, tell me, how many tickets are left? Are you guys close to selling out here? Do we have enough tickets for our listeners? You could still get your tickets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, don't worry about them selling out. This year we're expecting a crowd of 400, but there's still plenty of tickets available for everyone.
Oh, fantastic. Lincoln Inn Banquets in Batavia. I've never been there. But from the pictures, it looks really nice. It looks like it's going to be a great evening. Black tie optional, too. So no need for a tux. Just a nice suit will do. And ladies, I've seen ladies last year. Some of the ladies wore long dresses. Some wore short dresses. So it was there was something for everybody there. And
yeah, absolutely.
Of course,
I think anything goes. But, yeah, we are so excited to have this event. And all proceeds will benefit Tri-City Family Services. So we're so thankful to, have you be coming this year and recognize the Dolly McCarthy Show as our gold sponsor. And we have so many other very generous sponsors from the community. We're very so grateful for that.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Now, if you want tickets, you can check out tricityfamilieservices.org. Hallie, do they buy tickets online, or is there a number to call?
You can call a number. It is 630-232-1070. But I think most people do buy their tickets online, which is, once again, tricityfamilieservices.org.
All right. Well, Hallie, thanks so much for being on the show. I always enjoy having you guys on and promoting Tri-City Family Services, because there's a lot of work to do out there, and you guys are really you worked so tirelessly and with such strong effort, and I really, people in this community need to know more about all the efforts that you guys are doing to help youth in crisis and prevention and early intervention and all the things you do, helping families stay healthy and give them support in our community, and we really appreciate all you're doing. And the least we could do is come to these events and support you, or if you can't make the event, you can always write a check. That's easy, right?
We're grateful for any kind of support that we have in the community. That would be absolutely wonderful. And thank you so much for having me on the show today.
You're so welcome. Hallie Hudson from Tri-City Family Services. They're based out in Geneva, and they're celebrating their 25th annual benefit and auction. I hope I see you all there. Come on out. Beth and I are going, and we'd love to have you. If you go, let us know, and maybe we could sit together. Who knows? You know, we'll get a bunch of tables, so it'll be a good time. I really want to thank Hallie Hudson for being on the show and for all the things that Tri-City Family Services does. We've had Jim DeChula on the show in the past, and he is the president of the board of directors of Tri-City Family Services. And we here at the Dolly McCarthy Show are big supporters of Tri-City and proud sponsors of this year's gala. So I hope you all can go. Thanks so much for that, Hallie.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We're on for marching up to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home we'll have tonight. No, fare thee well.
We'll be
kissing
the
ancient
shooting
of a
da. We'll be kissing the ancient shooting of a da. Fair like Fantora, laddie, all that's whiskey in the jar. Hey!
All right, it is St. Paddy's Day weekend. Look at me. I got the little Irish accent going. Or do I sound like an Italian trying to be half an Irish? I sound a little Irish. Thank you, Beth. Hey, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
This is Mayor Pradle.
Oh, my goodness, Mayor Prado, you must be calling from a payphone. They told me you were calling on a different line.
Oh, I'm out at Longwood School. I'm out at Longwood School.
Are you really? You're over at the grade school?
Yes, I was cheering them all on out here. So they've been 25 years working with Loaves and Fishes, so I'm really happy about that. Well, anyway, since I last talked to you, you had a birthday. So happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mayor.
And
thank you, Steve.
Since then, I forgot to tell you on the air last time that we had made a proclamation for you. So I have it here. I wish that I could read it if you'll allow me to read the Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. We made a proclamation.
Aw, Mayor, thank you so much. Yeah, if you want to read it, sure.
Okay. Well, here it goes. Dolly McCarthy Day, March 21st, 2014. Dolly McCarthy is celebrating her one-year anniversary as creator, host, and executive producer of The Dolly McCarthy Show. Dolly is a voice for countless not-for-profits. She helps them by consistently giving them a platform to broadcast their message and to encourage more service and caring in the Naperville community. And whereas Dolly is a longtime resident of Naperville and is a proud mother of five beautiful children, Jimmy, Shelley, Rose, Rachel, Caitlin, and Molly. And Dolly was the news anchor on NCTV's Naperville News 17 for 6 years and is now a news anchor on WGN's sister station, CLTV News. She continues to exemplify all that is good about Naperville and is a trusted and friendly face on Chicagoland TV. And Dolly is a positive voice for our community. It's not-for-profits, businesses, families, military, and veterans. Through her volunteer work, her MC and hosting roles, and her dedication to highlighting all that is good within the Naperville community. Dolly has served as the host of Naperville's annual 9/11 Memorial Ceremony, lending her warmth, compassion, and guidance. Dolly also serves as the TV host of Naperville's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is coming up Saturday, sharing her commentary, humor, and her smile. And Dolly is recognized as 2013's Woman of the Year by the AAUW for her valuable contributions, her innovative spirit, and her years of service to the Naperville community. Now, therefore, I, George Pradel, Mayor of the City of Naperville, do hereby proclaim Friday, March 21st, as 2014 to be Dolly McCarthy Day in the City of Naperville. That's coming up, but it's going to be Dolly McCarthy Day in the City of Naperville. And I've signed the document, and I fixed the seal of the City of Naperville, and we're looking forward to the 21st of March being Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. So, congratulations. Congratulations.
Mayor, thank you so much. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Thanks for all you
really
do for
sweet.
Naperville, and we'll be looking forward to being in that parade Saturday and to see you there.
Oh, thank you, Mayor, again, so much for that. That means a lot, and I know there are lots of people in this town that deserve their own day, too, and I'm just humbled and can't thank you enough for that honor. And I know,
so all of you that are listening in today, please give the station a call and wish Dolly McCarthy a wonderful day and thank her for all that she's done. And that number, you can get it from the the radio station here, and I appreciate it. We're just so thrilled that we got to read the proclamation today because it's exciting, and it says lots of good things about Dolly McCarthy, and so we want you to say thank you to her any way that you can. Drop her a note, get on the air, or just see her on the street or wherever you see her. Why, just make sure you go up and say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, Mayor, you're just too kind to me. Thank you so much. You made my day. Thank you
very much
for this. I don't know what to say. I'm just speechless. It's just it's such an honor, especially even you. You're just the most beloved mayor and a very dear friend to me. It means so much coming from you.
Thank you
very much for that.
And I so admire you. Let me just tell you folks that are listening, this man has been through some family struggles lately, and you guys have just – it's just so admirable how you have rallied together recently, and you've shared your health struggles and how you're coming together, how you all shaved your heads for St. Baldrick. Mayor, and I know
I didn't have
Pat,
much to
your
shave.
Wife. Yeah. Well, you had a little trim.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little trim. But Carol, your daughter, had a beautiful head of hair, and she shaved it all off. Mayor's wife has been battling, well, she battled cancer,
breast cancer,
and now it's bone cancer. And, you know, we're thinking of Pat and praying for her and hoping that she's comfortable, and she's now at Mary and Joy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Rehab. And
Thanks to everybody who's been so gracious and kind and understanding. We just appreciate it. Our medical staff are in Naperville at Edward Hospital is just so wonderful, and all the doctors and nurses, and especially just the people of Naperville, they're loving and kind and considerate and generous, and we thank you for what a wonderful city we live in.
Absolutely. And, of course, you being our leader. It couldn't be more perfect than that, really. Thank you, Mayor Cradle, for all you do.
Thank you.
Again, you've made my
day. Have a
great
St. Patty's Day. You know,
I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday at the parade.
Yeah, you know, my wife's maiden name was Patty Burke, so I think this is kind of a special day for her, you know, coming up. Patty Burke.
You know, that is... You let Pat know we're thinking of her, and
absolutely.
And I wanted to quickly mention, Mayor. I know you got a lot going on, and so hopefully we can see you on the 21st.
Great.
That's
great.
People surrounding me are throwing together a charity event.
Wow, that'd be wonderful.
The Dolly McCarthy Day, and so
the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We got to record something with you. I got Dan Ponce, my buddy from WGN, doing that song, but now I got to get the mayor's version.
He did a great job. He does a great job. I'm just teasing. So,
all right, we love you, Mayor. Thanks again for calling in.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, Mayor Prado, what can I say? I love the man. Just love that man. He's over there. His wife is in Mary and Joy getting some rehab done. His family's got the struggles with cancer. He's running the city, and he's over calling the Dolly McCarthy Show with a proclamation while he's over at the elementary school with the kids over there. It just amazes me. I don't know how he does it, but... He is he's just a blessing. We're so blessed to have that man in all of our lives. Naperville's better for that. So, and I can't believe the proclamation. I am just so honored and humbled. And Beth is my assistant, as most of you know, producer of the Dolly McCarthy Show. She is organizing with some other folks in the community. This was an idea that some folks had in the community to use the Dolly McCarthy Day, not just having the proclamation, but they wanted to take it a step further and put together a charity event. And they asked me what charities. It was so hard to pick. We picked four. I take responsibility. I'm the one who picked it. It was tough to do because there are so many not-for-profits that I've been involved with over the 20-some years that I've been in Naperville. And there's been countless others that have been on the show that just deserve the attention that these four are going to get, but we had to narrow it down to four. And but please, you know, please realize that I do support
all of you, and I want to do everything I can, and that's why one of the reasons why we have the Dolly McCarthy Show, to be a platform for these not-for-profits. Okay, so I had to just do that little disclaimer because the event is going to be, I have the details from Beth, she's handed to me, March 21st, that's Dolly McCarthy Day, oh my goodness, and it'll be at the Chicago Marriott Naperville from 7 to 10 that evening. And the charities that will be benefiting, the tickets are $30 each, Beth. I asked for a couple things. I asked just for me to get some charities involved and to benefit from this, and that all the proceeds go to charity. So the Chicago Marriott Naperville has generously donated their facility, their venue to this cause. Bricconi's Pizzeria Restaurant, they are donating all the food, and if you've never had the food at Bricconi's, you are going to be in for a treat. And the event will support or proceeds from this event, all of them, the whole $30 on the ticket price is going right into the pockets of four of my favorite charities. Bike Bald, they work hard raising money for children with cancer. Naperville Cares, you want to go to their website. They do so many things in this community. They're an amazing not-for-profit, Naperville Cares. Operation Support Our Troops, what can I say? You know I support the military and our veterans, and who does it better than Deb Rickard here, Operation Support Our Troops. And then finally, Kids Cabaret, a wonderful not-for-profit in Naperville. Kids performing and being lead roles in all kinds of plays, and she's got a wonderful scholarship program for families that can't afford it. And I wanted to help out that cause because my kids went through Kids Cabaret and had an amazing experience. Of course, this all will also be raffles there, and the mayor will be there, and you know we hope you all will come out and celebrate with me and in support of these four charities. And here's one of the best parts too. That night, one of my favorite bands of all time, local band in Naperville, but they're pretty well known in the whole Chicagoland area, Love and Money is coming. Love and Money, people. What more do you need? You need love and you need a little bit of money. But Love and Money is my favorite band. They're going to be coming out. I'm so honored that they agreed to come out. I'm so glad they had the date open, really. And we have them on the show. We had them booked on the show before Dolly McCarthy Day was even proclaimed because they're going to be performing this weekend after the St. Patrick's Day Parade at Potter's in downtown Naperville, and we have them on the show. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. All three of you. Is it Jerry, Buzz, and Dee? Are you there?
Yeah.
You bet.
Been listening in. Love you. Love your show.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mayor's Proclamation.
Thank you so much, and thanks, guys, so much for agreeing to come out and play at the, I guess we would say it, charity event. What would we call it, Beth, next? It's next Friday, March 21st. Fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast.
We were looking for the mayor to be our new lead singer, but we can't meet his price point.
What would that be? His price point?
$1 million.
$1 million. You guys, you know what? I have been going out. You know, most of the times I see you guys at Potter's in downtown Naperville, which you're going to be playing at this weekend. Last year, St. Patty's Day weekend, I was there when you played at Potter's. And you just, what do they say? Bring the house down. Everybody has a great time when you guys are playing. And I don't know. You guys don't even take breaks. How do you do it? How do you do 3-4-hour shows with no breaks?
No breaks.
We like to keep people moving.
We don't want anybody to leave that dance floor, baby.
Is that Jerry or Dee? Who's that? Sound like
that was
Jerry
Buzz.
That was Buzz.
Buzz.
See, I'm gonna have to guess now on everybody. Well, Jerry's the lead singer, Jammin'
and
Jerry,
and definitely the sexiest voice.
I'll agree with that. But ladies,
and how about,
he's not available.
Last Swing last year, you got to introduce the band and get everybody going.
The MC.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That was a great night. You guys were, that was just such a fun, as always, you guys just rocked the house. It was a great time.
We got everybody warmed
Buzz
up.
And Buzz is on the drums. Oh. Sorry, Buzz, go ahead.
We got everybody warmed up for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Later on that night, we all went and saw the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
That's right. I think we had more fun, though, with you guys, though. I think it was just a little bit more fun over there at the entertainment stage with Love and Money. But don't tell the Goo Goo Dolls that. They've been on this show before.
It was like a big party with all our friends.
Yeah. So, you know, for people that have never heard you guys, tell them all the great things you do. You keep people dancing and moving, and you play some popular, a lot of popular songs.
Yeah. We have kind of a little formula that we like to follow. We do these rock blocks of like three tunes of the same genre, maybe similar tempo tunes, but we like to mix it up. So you might have like new dance stuff for three tunes, get everybody going, and then switch gears to disco or funk, and we even throw in like some new dance country type stuff, which is, you know, kind of rare to see bands going from, you know, disco to country within a few tunes. But the common thread amongst it all is kind of keeping people moving and
mm-hmm.
you know, taking their pulse and feeling what they're feeling, and it's been fun.
Unique.
I love that.
Matt.
Yeah.
What's that? Who's that?
Buzz.
Was that D? Buzz, what did you say? You got cut off there.
You have unique mashups of songs as well, so they're different from just running songs together. We take a lot of time to make sure that it's interesting for the dancers to hear some, maybe three songs in one song, rather than just playing three songs in a row. So it's really cool.
Well, I have to say again, you guys are just an amazing band. One of my, I have to say, my favorite band in Naperville. And, you know, you just keep everybody moving and grooving. I just love all the songs. Jerry's got an amazing voice. And, you know, in the summertime, sometimes Jerry takes off his shoes and he plays barefoot, and that's hilarious.
I'll have to do that more often.
The ladies think that's sexy.
Oh, nice.
Jerry.
I'm throwing some flip-flops this summer.
He's blushing
now. Just mixed up a bit.
You know, his name is Jerry, and ain't no mystery why he's known by all the foxy ladies. He's going down in history.
Woo-hoo! I heard, was that Buzz?
Yeah, of course.
Buzz, now I heard, Little Bird told me you guys are working on a new song for the 21st.
Yeah, we wanted to honor Dolly.
What are you doing? I want to approve these lyrics before they go public here. I'm kidding.
You know what? It's all it started from a crazy idea. We were talking about doing the remake of the, you know, 1960s Hello Dolly musical version, but a lot of those lyrics didn't really apply. And but we figured we'd take some of that, and then the rest of it was just taken from your various websites and content on that, and just kind of trying to tie it all together. And of course the rhyming thing factors in, but it's been kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny. It's pretty short, but you know, we'll get you a recorded version. Maybe you can end up using it for your show.
Oh, absolutely, we'll play it on the show. Oh, you guys are too sweet. That's really sweet that you did that. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, we plan on playing it live next week too. Right now, it's just in kind of a draft form. We got a backup track and some lyrics put together.
You know, just for you.
Aww.
We lift it up.
I'm so honored. One time I got to sing with you guys. That was awesome. One summer night.
I'd do that again.
You guys did a backyard party. They do everything, folks. They do weddings, cruises. You've done shows on cruises, festivals. You're all over Naperville and the festivals, bars. A lot of times you play at Potter's, but you'll play it. Didn't you play at Muldoon's or Mullins Bar?
Mullins, yeah.
I think you got a show coming up for them too, right?
Yeah, back to back this weekend. We're at Potter's on Saturday and then Mullins on Sunday for a St. Paddy's Day fest too.
How do you do it? But you just nonstop. But it's so fun. I had a blast when I sang with you guys in the summer. I think it was last summer or the summer before. It was a backyard party, and it was just kind of last minute. We jumped up there and we jammed, and it was a blast. We were barefoot.
Weekend and go barefoot.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there, of course. Definitely going to be at Potter's Place after the parade. Got to MC the parade first. quickly.
Yeah.
And then we'll head over to Potter's Place and see you guys. What time are you starting over there?
About 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
both,
at night?
Yeah, 8 p.m. at Potter's.
Until 4 a.m.
on Saturday, and then Sunday. Sunday's an earlier one, too. I think it's 8 to 11 or something, so because people got to work on Monday and stuff. But it starts real early over there, I think maybe noon. They got some stuff going on and some charity stuff and firefighter stuff and the Hawks games going on. It's
St. Baldrick's.
Should be a fun day.
And
yeah,
St. Baldrick's, yeah. And then they got bike ball right in their bikes from Quigley's to Wheaton. So maybe you guys can hop on a bike after your Potter's. After your Potter's gig. Hop on a bike with me, with Bike Bald, and we'll ride it. We'll drop you off at Mullins the next day.
Nice.
Do motorcycles count?
That's what I was asking. I thought at first I was like, Bike Bald, oh yeah, motorcycles. No, it's actually bicycles.
Oh.
But there has been talk about having a bike ride. I'll let you guys know for sure when that happens. But
cool.
Yeah, all good things. Well, all right, well, do you guys want to do a little teaser?
Yes.
Okay.
For Saturday or next Friday, whatever you want to do. You're on the air. And I don't have any of your songs on MP3, so I'm sorry I can't play anything. But we'll have it for – you guys have to
That's
come
okay.
back on after.
We can give it a shot here.
Okay.
I mean, you're kind of on speakerphone, and we're playing some audio tracks that we recorded the other night off of a droid phone through speakers and then kind of rapping over it. So I don't know how the quality will be, but we'll give it a shot.
Right, Love and Money. Love and Money. Take it away.
All right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What's up, girl? Yeah, she's bringing the news. Yeah, bringing the truth. I said, hello, Dolly, looking swell. Dolly, so nice to have you back where you belong. Dolly on CLTV, WGN-TV, on internet radio, Thursday mornings, weekly, taking calls. Live, all the way live, a top reporter, news anchor, and a mother of five. A host with the most and a hottie MC, got a smile for miles. Lighting up your TV for top news, big events, parades, and charities. She's Dolly on the trolley and the sweetest MC. She's Naperville's finest, Mayor Pradle did say. March 21st, Dolly Day, a holiday for us all to share. Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared. So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from not away back then. So Dolly never go away again. I said hello, Dolly. Yeah, hello, Dolly. Yeah, yeah. Keep bringing the truth, Dolly.
Guys are killing me. I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. Me and Beth are dancing over here. We're rapping. It's our new theme song. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. That sounds awesome.
Could you understand any of the lyrics or no?
I can't wait to dance.
We're
going to
do the Super Bowl shuffle next.
Could you guys hear any of the lyrics, or was the
we
was
heard
the
it?
Stuff?
We heard it. It sounded great. Well, at least I heard it on my end perfectly, so I'm sure all the listeners heard it perfectly.
Cool.
But
cool.
We'll play the complete version. We'll get an MP3 and we'll play it so everybody at home, all the listeners, wherever you're at, whatever office, and
yeah,
listeners
it'll be
on 89.9 FM, so you all can hear it loud and clear. If not next week, or probably the week after, we'll launch it on the 21st, and then we'll play it after that. But thank you, guys. I'm just in awe. I just can't believe it. Thank you so much. It's a riot. I love it.
And thanks for having us.
Hi, Apropos, my favorite band playing my first song ever.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks, Dolly.
You guys are the best. Jerry, Buzz, and Dee, we'll see you Saturday at Potter's Place in the beer garden outside. It's a heated tent, folks. Go see them. You are going to have the best time. And that is 8 o'clock Saturday night. And then, if you miss that, you got to work, say, you know, there's always Sunday at Mullins Bar in Lyle. And they'll be starting over there at 8 o'clock on the 16th. We're going to keep St. Patrick's Day rolling along all weekend long. And Love and Money is the best band to do it.
Dev, you're Day Dolly, if you put on your big girl party pants, you could go Saturday and Sunday.
You know what? I just might. You know me. I'm such a trooper. Just keep moving along. But I'll be riding my bike past Mullins, you know, with
cool.
my fault. So I might just have to stop for a pint or two.
All right.
Dance with you guys.
Look for,
thank you guys
forward
so
to,
much. Oh. It means a lot.
Thanks. Thanks for having us on your show, darling.
Anytime, okay? Anytime. Oh, my goodness. Love these guys.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Awesome. I hope you can kind of hear it. It was awesome. I'm just so I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. That was the sweetest thing. I love Love and Money. Those guys are the best. It's a great time. Great time. So if you're free Saturday night, Sunday night, come out and see Love and Money. And if you you miss them this weekend, you're out of town, you know what? They play all summer long all over Naperville and the Chicagoland area. And I sure do hope you can come out on Dolly McCarthy Day, March 21st, the big fundraiser that evening at the Chicago Marriott Naperville. It's only $30. Most fundraisers I go to, all of them, are over $100. And this one, you get food, raffles, you get to see Love and Money. I get to meet you, and the mayor will be there. There's going to be lots of raffle prizes, giveaways. It's going to be a very, very special night. There'll be some of our military and veterans there. I'm just really excited about the night, and I really hope you can come and support Bike Bald, Operation Support Our Troops, Kids Cabaret, and Naperville Cares. What an exciting 51 wonderful shows, and this has been a wonderful show, that's for sure. So thank you so much for listening in to the Dolly McCarthy Show. And you know how we like to wrap up the show on a good note. Michelle and Gus is back with some good inspiration. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Dolly.
How are you doing
I don't
today?
Have a song for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, gotta go. No, just kidding.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So today we're talking, the calendar has turned to March and spring. You know, I don't know about you, but there's no sign of spring here yet. Maybe in Albuquerque.
I know.
Michelle calls in from Albuquerque. She's a Naperville native who moved to Albuquerque. This show reaches all over the world, so it's okay. You don't have to be from Naperville. But, you know, in Naperville, there's no
somewhere.
Sign of spring here other than the parade.
I know. But when I wrote this information for the show, there were signs of spring. I didn't know that there was more snow coming to all
ago.
Of you. But, yeah, my tulips are coming up and the trees are blooming here. It's a little different.
Love tulips. It's my
and
favorite flower.
I know they are awesome. And so what I wanted to talk about was last week on your 50th show, which we also, you had your birthday. And so we talked about celebrations and a time for celebrating oneself and thinking about where you want to go. So what I was thinking this week would be a good time to talk about renewing any goals and commitments do you have to yourself. You know, we're a couple of months into the new year, and maybe you've thought about those New Year's resolutions that you didn't do anything about, and the spring's a good time to renew that. And so first of all, you want to reevaluate those goals, and maybe something's not going to work, or maybe you can switch something on. I believe things can always work. You just may have to make some changes to them. But also another piece to that is that it's thinking about some rewards that you could do for yourself. What gets you excited about what you want to do? And I am never an advocate of changing your life 100% one day, because it's harder to keep that up, but there are little changes you can make. And I have to tell you, one thing I did last week was I've been running since I was 12, but I've gotten kind of lazy about it. And I still do it every day, but I don't run very fast. And I happened to be in a sporting goods store last week, and I saw some really cool running stuff. Pink, very bright pink, which actually would be good. Oh. I run in the dark. And I got all excited, and I have to tell you, last night I actually signed up for a road race. And that's my commitment to myself. And, you know, there's no refunds on those registration fees. I have to show up. I'll be mad I lost my money. So on Sunday I'm doing the Shamrock Shuffle here, the 5K. And, you know, finishing it's not a big deal for me. It's just that I'm running much slower. So, and I ordered the, because they didn't have my size in the store, I ordered that one. It's something that I saw, and that's my reward for myself. And it's getting me all excited about running again. So
there's
lots of different things you can do.
Yes.
Yeah, and, for sure. And I made a commitment. I'm also going to try to do some track workouts once a week. I'm saying that on the air because I have to actually follow through. I talked about doing that a year ago and never did it.
You'll have thousands of people saying, hey, you said it. You better follow through.
Exactly.
We
heard you. Exactly. So, I mean, I have to tell you, it's got me really excited about it. And I also made a commitment this week to do more writing. Well, that meant I had to change my schedule. I get up a little bit earlier and get my writing done before. I was actually doing some writing now while I was waiting for my turn on the show. And so just there are lots of different things we can do, but this is a good time of year to really think back, you know, what did I say I wanted to do this year? Because I don't want anyone to go through the year and get to the end of the year and say, oh, I didn't do it. You still have time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No. Look at Michelle and Gus giving you hope. It's never too
mm-hmm.
late.
That's right.
Renew your goals. Let me think. I have too many goals.
I do too.
So don't get overwhelmed with you. If you're like me, just one day at a time. That's kind of how I do it, one day at a time. I don't think about the end. I tend to think more about the journey. I think that's why I'm able to tackle many different goals, I think. That's my only advice to give out there. It's just one day at a time, one step at a time.
I agree.
That makes sense.
I agree.
What do I know? You're the expert, Michelle. Okay.
Oh, and I'm like you. I have too many goals, too, but I decided that running faster and writing more were probably the two most important things to me right now, and that's really where I need to focus. My boyfriend said, you do a lot of things well. You should be doing one thing brilliantly, and that's true, and I would like to be doing one thing really, really well.
Mm. Yeah, that's tricky for me. I do everything
okay. It's tricky. I know. I'm with you there. I think you and I are a lot alike because we've talked about various things before, and it's hard when you're trying to make things happen too. But at the same time, I know that if I run harder, I'll feel better. Not that I don't feel bad now, but I'll feel better, especially as the weather gets warmer. And if I write more, writing is what I truly feel like I'm supposed to do. So mm-hmm. if I do these two things, they're two really important things. They set the tone for the rest of my day. And it does. I'm noticing a huge difference in how I feel.
It's a good start to the day. It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you made that New Year's resolution and here it is March 13th and you don't remember what it was, it's spring. It's time to renew some goals and go for it. And, you know, I must say, you don't have to be perfect to start a goal. You don't have to you know, let's say, for example, you want to start ballroom dancing. Well, the odds of becoming a Mirrorball Trophy winner are not really, you know, in your favor. Not everybody could be a Mirrorball Trophy winner. But, hey, why not have fun taking classes? and enjoying yourself. And I just see that all the time. It's the journey. It's about the journey, and pretty soon, before you know it, a year will go by, and you've met your goal. A year from now, you got to tell us what goal you renewed today, and a year from now, we want to see where you're at. How about that? Or maybe we'll check in 3 months from now.
So, actually, we probably will, because I don't want anyone to go through the year and be like, oh, I didn't do it. So you probably will hear this from me again periodically. I think this is really important. I'm all about accountability. And if I have to help everybody.
It's good to have a friend like Michelle. What'd you say?
That's what all the women in my group will say. If I have to be the one to make everybody accountable to, I will be. I'll do it.
I love it. That's why I love you so much. She does hold me accountable to some things at times, and it's neat to have a friend like that. Well, you can listen to Michelle's tips for following through and your goals by listening to this Good Inspiration segment, or you can read more about Michelle at her website, www.inspirebymichelle.com. We love having Michelle for our Good Inspiration segment every week, and tune in next week. We're still going to be in March. Got a teaser for next week, or we'll just keep that a surprise? We'll keep people guessing.
I like to keep everybody guessing.
But
you never know what I'm going to talk about.
Yes. Sounds great. All right, Michelle, enjoy Albuquerque. What's the temperature there?
It's in the
today.
40s. It's going to be 60 today.
Oh, nice. I saw
I know
online that you
warned all of you.
I just saw you opened up your built-in pool in the back. Your backyard
built-in
pool. Oh, it looks beautiful.
I did. I think my pool water is warmer than the temperature there.
Really? Oh.
Yes.
The
water is about 50 degrees. And this is something that's really important. I open up the pool. I won't get in the pool until probably late April, early May. It is too cool to swim, and I have a heater, but I don't turn it on very often, but it's nice to have it to look at, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that I can sit out there, particularly on the weekend, and read. I know that that's a little foreign when you have so much snow on the ground.
No, it's okay. We all can picture that. What we'll do is when I'm reading Steve Jobs' book right now, and you know that book's going to take me about 6 years to get through.
it's a long one.
I just picked it up from one of those neighborhood libraries, which I'm going to have on the show to talk about. You probably don't know what I'm talking about, but there are houses now around Naperville that have little library boxes. They're almost like bird houses. Have you heard of these things? And you open up.
I did see a photo. It wasn't there, but I didn't know they had them in Naperville.
Yeah, they're starting to pop up here. You open up the little house and you grab a book. They're free. Just take. And then if you have a book you want to put in there, you know, it's just on the honor system, or you don't have to return it per se, but, you know, they're hoping that to keep it going, you take a book that you've already read and you put it in there and share it with other people. And I got Steve Jobs' book. I was so excited. So I'm going to read that one, and I'm going to think of Michelle's pool while I'm staring out my window of snow and ice. But I'll think of your pool. It looked beautiful, the pictures online. Sure enough, the snow will all melt and spring will turn into summer, and I will be enjoying the heat. And we love having Michelle on the show. So thanks, Michelle, for your good inspirations.
Thank you, Dolly.
And we'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, everyone.
You too.
Bye.
Well, we have to end the show now, but first I want to say another thank you to all of my guests on the show, Mike Riley from West Bourbon Irish, Hallie Hudson from Tri-City Family Services, Mayor Prado, And Love and Money, Jerry, Bruce, and Scott, we love you guys. Thank you so much, Michelle and Gus. Really, 1 year, we've hit a milestone, and, you know, declaring Dolly McCarthy Day, I'm just so, so honored and humbled and can't thank you enough for that. It means a lot to me, coming from a mayor that I love so much, a town that I love. You know, I'm from the northwest side of Chicago and very proud of that. I'm also very proud to say that now I've lived half of my life in Chicago and half of my life in Naperville. So I'm really, really thrilled about this, and I expect Beth will put more information out about Dolly McCarthy Day and the fundraiser that evening on March 21st at the Chicago Marriott Naperville. Thank you so much for that, everybody over at the Chicago Marriott Naperville, Bocconi's Pizza, Love and Money. Thank you, because you're doing a wonderful thing for Bike Bald, Naperville Cares, Operation Support Our Troops, and Kids Cab. I hope you all can come out. I would love to see you there for sure. And all right, well, we got to end the show, so we're going to end it on a good note. Stay good to each other. Stay positive and good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please, please, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And I'll see you next week. What can I say? I love you all, and thanks to all my new listeners out there listening. Really appreciate it. And have a great week, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And please, if you are in Naperville, you come to Naperville to see the parade, stop by the broadcast booths and say hello. I always like to meet my listeners wherever they may be. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel